All right, we're going to go ahead and cover InfoSparks and FastStats. Again, we're going to go to the Northwest MLS, and there are one tab that you can look at. And we're going to be going over that tonight, which is Statistics, and then clicking on InfoSparks. So if you're by your computer, go ahead and do that. We're going to go over a practical application, jump right into this. Because I find like there's a lot of great tools. I think a lot of agents are maybe a little bit shy about the technology or don't know how to apply the technology into their business. So we're going to really talk about the application tonight and maybe inspire you to go to the MLS and actually play with this tool a little bit more than you have in the past. There is a great video that's only 4 or 5 minutes that you can watch on the MLS. And there is, if you want to scroll to the very bottom, there's a very detailed user guides and information. So if tonight doesn't make sense to you, you can certainly go to the MLS. There is some additional training on how to use these tools. I just refreshed to see if there was anything new in the last 15, 20 minutes and came away with a couple upgrades that they've done to the system even since I learned how to use it. So don't think that tonight is all, the end-all, be-all. Certainly go to the MLS and watch the video and look at the different screenshots that they have provided if there's something that you have questions about. Let's jump right into InfoSparks, though. So if you're on your computer and you click on InfoSparks, what you will see is on the upper left-hand side, you'll see a little grid with a little arrow that goes from left to right, InfoSparks. And then on the right side, you should have a tab that says InfoSparks, User Manual and FAQ, FastStats, My Areas, and Profile. The first thing before using this that I failed to do, I just started using it, but then I failed that what some of my branding and some of the information wasn't pulling correctly. So the number one thing to do tonight before you start using it is click on Profile and go ahead, if you have a photo of yourself, go ahead and fix that. You can simply upload a photo of yourself, and then your information should pre-populate below. But for some reason, my information the phone number didn't take, and I needed to make sure my address was correct on the information. And I also had to include a photo. So I did do those things after, and I should have done them right before so that my reports and my information was correct when I started to post and when I started to use the InfoSparks in the best manner. So go ahead and update your profile. Make that a to-do item after tonight's call. Now, there is, like I said, the user manual and FAQ, which is very helpful. I found it to be very easy to use. We're going to go over InfoSparks, but FastStats is very, very fast and easy to do. I'm kind of torn here whether to go over FastStats first or InfoSparks. Let's start off with a softball first. Let's go to the FastStats, and I'll tell you how I use FastStats. So when I'm going on a listing appointment and I want to include information about the marketplace, about the specific zip code that I'm going to be listing in, or just general information, before this, what I'd have to do is click many, many different places on Matrix to get this data to pre-populate. And then when I actually put it together, it looked kind of junky. It wasn't as clean and crisp. So what I use FastStats for is when I'm going on a listing appointment and I need to get something ready to go, obviously I call the title company and ask for them to send me over a prelim, then a legal, property profile so I have the correct data. I have the correct address and I have the correct zip code. And then the next step that I do is I go here to FastStats. I click on FastStats. And then it says, please wait, my map is loading. So I'm loading the map. You should see a map of Washington State when you click on FastStats. And before, I used to just go to this little, select an area, and I thought, all we have is the entire MLS, or we have Western Washington, or I have King County. So I kind of didn't play around with the actual map. So what you want to do is get to the county to where you want it on the left-hand side. So say I want to do King County, or you can just click on King County on the map, and then it drills down. There's all these zip codes. So say in King County I wanted to, Seattle, let's go like Capitol Hill. I'm going to be taking something in the Capitol Hill area. Now if I know the zip code, I just click on the zip code, And there we go. And it puts a nice PDF together for that zip code. And what I'm doing is I'm looking to know what are the key metrics in that area. This took me forever on the past MLS to put together. It wasn't easy to do. In fact, people were paying a lot of money to Top Producer and other service providers to actually get this key data. And I finally found, you know, that I could get this information readily from the Fast Stats. And it shows the percent of change for new listings and pending sales and days on the market. And this is for residential and condo, and it shows the median sales price and the median sales price for residential or condo. It puts it on a nice one-pager. And it's just for the month of April. So they get a snapshot. It looks like you prepared it today. So what my best practice or best tip would be tonight would be if you're going on a listing appointment and you know you're going to be looking at, I'm just going to use 108 as an example, I can go into Fast Stats, click on King County, drill down into the zip code, and put together a very nice PDF that can then be either emailed to my client, or I could print it, and what I've been doing is printing it in nice color and including it in my pre-listing package, so it looks like I've done some research on that particular zip code, and I'm well-versed in their marketplace. Another great tip that I've used or I've heard other agents do is they take this zip code sheet from Fast Stats and they actually go door knocking around that listing or around that area, and then they are readily able to show potential sellers or buyers what the local trends are doing. They have something to actually physically show them or to physically give them. Also, I've been to some open houses where some of the open house agents have printed this Fast Stats sheet out for that listing, and instead of getting that client a flyer, what they've been giving them is this Fast Stats sheet. So it's showing days on market until the sale, showing the median price, the average sales price, and the percent of list price above what is going in this zip code, and the inventory. So it really kind of gives them a synopsis of what's going on in that particular zip code in that given month. So I love that, and I think that's the best application, either for open house, door knocking, communicating with your client, or plain and simple, sending it in your pre-listing package or including it when you present to the seller about your local knowledge, about what's going on in their local marketplace. And these are the kind of things that they will be wanting to know. Is it increasing? Is it decreasing? And why? And that's what they're looking to you to give them information about when they meet with you. Okay, so Fast Stats, super easy to use. You can do a different time period. Say you wanted to know what was going on in February. Maybe you're comparing from January of this year, maybe, and then we still have Fast Stats coming up in 2018. They're going to keep all of the market updates readily available so that you can actually compare 2016 January to 2017 January. So you should see these continually stack up. Okay, so then as you want to dig in deeper, that's what InfoSparks is all about. So you have Fast Stats, which is very easy to use, and it just automatically puts a PDF together for you. But InfoSparks is a way for you to really dig in and drill in and compare maybe an isolated area. Maybe you want to compare some zip codes. Maybe you want to compare condominiums to residential. There's many different ways that you can manipulate InfoSparks to get the results or to see visuals for your clients or for yourself to have knowledge about the marketplace. The example I'm going to go over tonight is something I get asked quite a bit for the agents that are working in the Federal Way marketplace. And Federal Way is in King County, so there's some different ways I can manipulate this graph. So if you'd like to play along tonight with me, I'm going to give you four zip codes, and then we can look at the graph and we can manipulate the graph based on that. And then we can go through how to go ahead and post that on your social media or how to basically PDF it so it's easy for you to include in your, say, your listing presentation for your client. Okay, this will set you apart because a lot of agents maybe go out and listing and they don't do a lot of preparation. They just kind of think they know it. And then they find some interesting things. And I think we'll see that when we compare these zip codes to kind of look at the numbers and be able to deduce what we can explain to a seller or a buyer based on this information. Okay, so what we want to do is, let me give you the four. So you're on, if you click on InfoSparks, that's the first tab as you're kind of going left to right. There's InfoSparks, User Manual, Fast Stats, My Areas, and Profile. So let's just do InfoSparks. And if we don't put anything in, it's going to show the entire MLS. But we want to actually drill down. And this part took me a little bit of figuring out. There's a little drop-down menu or a down arrow. That's the one you want to push. You want to push the little triangle that says entire MLS. We want to actually enter in a zip code. Now, you could do this by county. You can compare King, Pierce, Snohomish County. I've done that many times. But I want to actually, like I said early in the call, I want to compare the three or four zip codes that are adjacent to the heart of Federal Way so we can really identify, you know, some trends for my seller. So go ahead and there's six boxes, all city, county, zip code, area, and my areas. Go ahead and select zip code. And when you select zip code, you just go ahead and type in 98023, and that will be one area. Okay? And then you press enter, and then that will be your first area that we're comparing. Right next to it, if you go to the right, there's a little plus sign that says add an area. Click that. And then again, we have to use, I don't know why they designed it this way. I'm not the designer, but go ahead and use the drop-down arrow or the triangle and go ahead and put in another zip code. And I'm going to go ahead and put in 98003. 98023 is more of the west dash point area of Federal Way. 98003 is really the heart of Federal Way, where the mall would be located, and 320th, if you're familiar with that area. But let's go ahead and compare. There's still another area of Federal Way where people were like, I want to be in Federal Way, or I want to be in that proximity in the county, so I have an easy commute, and I still have the amenities of Federal Way. It's a walkable city. I still want to consider an area of what we consider the West Hill of Federal Way, which also has zip codes of 98001. In fact, it's Auburn, actually, on your city. But it's 98001 in proximity to everything. Buyers are still considering 98001 when they consider Federal Way. So I'm going to consider 98023. I added that area. I added another area, which is 98003, which is Federal Way proper. And I'm going to add the Auburn West Hill area. So I'm going to go ahead and click the plus sign on the third one. And I'm going to click the down arrow. And I'm going to select 98001, which is the West Hill. There's some valley information also populated into 98001, but there is a very, very good chance it's going to be on the West Hill. Okay, and the other area I'm going to really throw a curveball is you can add up to, you know, I think four or five areas. So I'm going to go ahead and do the fourth one. And I guess you have to push when you get done. You got to save it. Let's see, 98001. I'm doing this and talking at the same time. It's just a little bit difficult, but there we go. Okay. All right, there we go. That worked. If you don't select something or you don't push enter, it will show the entire MLS, which we don't want. We just want to actually drill down and look at those four areas. So 98023, 98001, 98003. There we go. That took. And then the last one we'll do is an interesting kind of a curveball effect. 98354. And that, the reason why I'm doing that one is because my listing is going to be like the south part of Federal Way, but on the hill in a little small community called Milton. So we know that the trends kind of follow Federal Way, but it's in a completely different county. So we're going to go ahead and put 98354 into our mix as well. So if you're playing along with me tonight, you should have four zip codes in the InfoSparks. So there should be four lines that you see below under median sales price. 98023, 98001, 98003, and 98354. So we basically just put in information using that arrow, and we're comparing four different things. Now, if we just scroll down and look at the graph without manipulating the graph at any point, all property ranges, all price ranges, all bedrooms, all sizes, all style codes, all square footage, what we notice here is 9354, notice that's where my listing is possibly going to be in Milton. You notice that like kind of a trend line from 2014 to 2017 that it's kind of going down rather than up when you look at Federal Way in comparison to Milton. So that's an interesting trend we could share with the seller that although it's up 9.3% and the median sales price is up, it still is not as high as, say, 98003 or 98001 or even 98023. So, but the trend line is kind of going the wrong way, which is interesting. So we want to dig into that further. That's the median sales price had gone down slightly. Overall, though, you can see the trend lines. You know, some of them cross 98001 versus 98023, and then you see 98003. But let's just say, you know, I know for a fact 98003 has a lot of condominiums, and I'm really just wanting to look at homes. So in your InfoSparks, right below where it says price range, custom, property type, go ahead and select residential because I don't want to see the properties. I want to be comparing just apples to apples. I want just residential homes, not condos. And look at how our graph changes. So now we're looking at homes, and 98023 seems to be the, 98001 seems to be the highest in the median sales price. And then with 98003 and 98023 following, and then Little Milton at 7%. So you can see everything is going up nicely, but some of the trend lines, cross, and it's interesting to kind of compare those four zip codes. Now, maybe more importantly, we want to see the months of supply to see if it's a good time to put the home on the market. So right down in the black section, if we're just looking at residential properties and we don't put anything else, we're just going to compare residential homes and we're just going to go general. What we're going to want to see is months of supply and see how that looks when we compare those four areas. And wow, look at how it goes down. So we're on all accounts except for 98003. It looks like it's above 2 months of supply. Milton, 98001, which is the Auburn West Hill, and kind of the Dash Point area is still below 2 months of inventory, meaning this is a seller's market, where 98003 in the Federal Way proper is actually could be more of a balanced market because it's between 2 and 4 months of inventory. But look at the difference between 2014, 15, and 16. If I was a seller and I wanted to see a graph like this and I had a home in Federal Way, this would be very important to show a seller. And it shows that you're locally watching the numbers, you know what's going on in the marketplace from 2014 on, and you can really properly educate your seller on when they should actually put their home on the market. And that time would be now if it was me and I had a property to sell. If you can check some of these other graphs, closed sales, for example, or homes for sale, look at the competition in that area. You could see how many homes for sale. And as, you know, Milton's a very small little bedroom community, but it does follow kind of some of the trend lines. But that homes for sale doesn't really help me. It does show me, I like the other fast stats better for that zip code because it gives me the criteria and it just snapshots what we want for Milton. However, if I'm really trying to compare or prove a point, months of supply or days on market would be a better graph to look at when you look at those black tabs down below. And as I look at the black tabs of those four areas on days on market, I can select median or average. The average days on market in Milton is 31 days, 39 days, 46 days, 35 days. So my days on market is very, very good in Milton. Usually a month is about all you need to sell a property in Milton. So again, this can easily show clients just by manipulating this graph. Maybe I want to compare all one-story homes. I can do that with the average days on market and compare these four areas very nicely. Now, some of you are saying, okay, I've got that part down. Now, let's say I wanted to scrap this whole zip code thing, and I just want to basically do, I want to look at say, Dash Point area along the waterfront. I only want to watch the luxury homes that are going on the marketplace and watch the trends there. You can easily go to my areas, and you can do a circle. You have to manipulate the map, so I can minimize it. And I'm going to kind of draw a little, there's a little polygon that you can use, a little icon. And I can polygon and draw a map around a certain area, which I'm doing right now. Didn't take long at all. Once I get done drawing the area, then I want to save it. And then it will be saved. So you'll see that saved. It will also be, there's frequently used areas, so you can easily, you know, compare Seattle, Tacoma, Everett, Olympia, and Bellingham. But you should also, you'll see when you go to InfoSparks that your, if you click on the down arrow, if you go to my areas, you're going to be able to see all of, there's my area right there that I've, the Puget Sound waterfront homes that I did. And I have it all set up ready to go. So there's my areas will really help you if you're working a specific area, or maybe it's a waterfront where you have to really identify based on streets where this needs to be, what market area to really define it. You may want to use the map rather than the zip code. Because I'm just looking at general things for Federal Way, I wanted to show you how to use the zip code function in that kind of way. But really, if I'm going to do watch a marketplace for a buyer or a seller, or just understand where my property is located, how well my property investment is going, you may want to go ahead and create my areas and save those, and that way you'll be able to easily do a quick search on InfoSparks to find out how your market is, how your home is doing. This would be another opportunity. I've seen some people use this function, not enough people though, maybe they just don't know how, is once they get to, you know, they put their test area in and they want to share it, there's a little button above the grid. It says share, and I'm going to do that right now. I can click on share, and I have share options. So once I have, you know, if I wanted to do a post about Federal Way, I could certainly do that in the share. The share function works. Or since I've got it mapped out right now on my screen, and I want to actually share the information about the waterfront communities, the luxury waterfront communities, and how well it's doing from 2014 till now, I can do my share options, which I can make it static, so it's what I'm seeing right now, or actually better off if I'm going to do social media, I'm going to want to make it always updated with the latest data. So I want to change that little bubble to live. How would you like to see it? Well, certainly I want to do a PDF so I can include that in my marketing package, but in this particular example, I'm going to click on social media and email so I can share it away. And then I click share. Now it's not going to like post it right now. What it's going to do is give me a URL. And what a URL is a website link that I can use, I can copy. And I can paste that URL right into my Facebook or my social media, and it will, I might want to put a comment in it about this graph on what I'm, why I'm doing this graph. But it will brand it. It has my information. It shows that I'm a member of the Northwest MLS. And it does a very good job of putting that data out there in my social media arena. If I was using social media on a regular basis, which if I was selling homes like you guys are, I would put this thing together at least once a month and post it on my Facebook so that people knew, or if I'm using Twitter, I may want to tweet it. There's plenty of different ways to get this message out, but I love how you can just do it right from InfoSparks. You can just click on the Facebook, the URL, and then you can link it and put a little comment. Or you, when you actually pull up the grid and actually do it, there's a little share this page, and you can click on the Facebook, and it will go ahead and link right into your Facebook so you can share this very quickly. So the ease of use of using the statistics has become so much better than it used to be a year ago. But a lot of agents just have not taken the time to go in and know how to use this. So you've got an embed code or a CSV if you need to manipulate it more. Some of you guys are geeks, and you could probably manipulate this. But for me, I'm using the PDF, and I'm seeing a lot of social media agents who are doing a good job. that could use that little button right there, and it would take no time at all, probably less than 5 minutes of their day, to actually post something relevant to their clientele on social media or on Facebook. So use the life bubble, and then on the step two, indicate what you want, and then it will go ahead and get you what you need. All right. I think that was all I wanted to go over tonight, and it's about 5:59, so that was perfect timing. If you have specific questions or you're running into glitches, the MLS is very helpful to answer questions that you have. You can certainly call the MLS, which is 425-820, and I believe it's 9000. Let me just double check. 9200. So 425-820-9200. If you have questions or if it's not working for you, it is still a new feature, and some of the agents have been having some, you know, just technical, mostly it's user error, but we won't go there. The MLS is very supportive, and they have helped me when I've had a specific question. And I always preface it, you know, I think this might be a dumb question. But then they assure me that, you know, what I am asking is something that's come up before. So be sure you check the user manual and FAQ if you have specific questions before you call. But if it's a simple question and you just need to have the MLS look at the situation for you or advise you on what you're missing, you can certainly call the MLS and tell them you have a question about InfoSparks. Hopefully this was helpful. You can do quite a bit with this. You can print it. It looks harder than it really is. And so you really just need to kind of come up with a scenario or define your market areas and then run some of these reports and compare. And like I said, if you have questions understanding how to promote this or how to use this in your business, you can certainly send me an email. My email address is Rochelle, R-A-C-H-E-L-L-E, at bestchoicerealtywa.com. As far as I'm concerned, I see increasing trends and different strategies that could take place with my Federal Way area. So when I go to talk with my seller, that's thinking about listing their home in Milton, the little bedroom community that follows some of the trends in Federal Way, I can be well prepared to answer some of the questions. Is the market increasing? Is the market decreasing? Is it going to take longer for me to sell my home? Those are some of the questions that the seller is going to want to know when you go to their property. And you're not going to have the answer, or you may have to say, I'll have to get back to you, but at least now you'll know how to go in and find that information on the MLS and then get this over to them quickly. So with that, I'll let you guys go. Have a great week. As always, I'm here to answer any questions that you have. Just shoot me an email or a quick text. And have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.